Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Thursday, July 9th, 2015, and with me today I have Brian Chaffin. It's great to have you here, Brian.
It's good to be here, Jeff.
Yeah, it's yes, it is. It's good to be here. And John Martellaro, it's good to have you here as well.
Well, thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad to have both of you here. Now, for those of you that listen to Apple Context Machine, you knew today was coming because Brian and I talked about this yesterday. And the deal is I wanted to get Brian and John together because we have all this stuff that's been bouncing around with stats about Apple Watch sales. And both of you have written articles about what you think is happening, and there's some differences there, and I know there's some places where you guys are on the same page, but I wanted to put you two together because I really want to see what comes out of you guys comparing notes. And the bottom line for me is I'm looking at all of this and I still haven't decided how I should be interpreting the information that says that Apple Watch sales are declining.
Brian and I talked about this in the pre-show and we talked about it in the morning meeting, and Brian and I worked on his article and we had some good discussions in the towers. And so we've really kind of worked this out between us a lot, and Brian's article inspired me and the discussion did, and Brian's lead-off article, The Falling Sales Suggest Apple Watch Isn't Resonating with Customers, was sort of like the first opening salvo in this situation. And then I started focusing on what I thought the real problem was, and that was the marketing aspect of it, having been involved in that area myself. So it was, my article was kind of a follow-up and a more deeper exploration of where I think Apple's dropping the ball on the marketing. Isn't that where we are, Brian?
Well, yeah, and I don't think it's marketing. At the very least, it's not just marketing. I mean, the situation we have is that one company says Apple Watch sales are declining, and that for me, I match that to the fact that Apple hasn't told us how many Apple Watches they've sold, which to me is circumstantial damning. In that it's a brand new product. They're keen to show the world how well it's doing, and yet they don't tell us how well it's doing. That to me says it's not doing all that well. And go into an Apple store and no one's over at the Apple Watch stations.
I can confirm that.
I've heard about it from all over the country. And now we have this company, Slice Intelligence, saying that Apple Watch sales have declined in recent weeks, which, you know, those aren't Apple's numbers. Slice's data could be flawed in any number of ways. But it kind of matches all the other information we have. And to me, the problem here is that Apple Watch sales are declining, seemingly, just as the device is finally available. And that, to me, is a problem, and I don't think it's just marketing. Now, it could be a combination of marketing. It could be a combination of the flawed rollout. It could be the fact that we could go in and look at them but not actually buy them in the Apple stores. I mean, you know, all of these things could be contributing to it. But I think that the bottom line for Apple is that Apple Watch is not delighting enough customers for them to become evangelists and turn around and tell their friends about how awesome it is. Because if they were, at the very least, sales would remain at the same levels.
Brian, there's lots of issues. I agree. You've nailed it. There's a whole host of things that are going on here. As you said, a flawed rollout, customer frustration that couldn't get it when the hype was high, kind of a sort of an ennui now that the pipeline is flowing, a lack of marketing, the fact that the watch didn't dazzle people in the right way, although I can't live without it anymore. Maybe I'm an exception. There are lots of factors going on here, and it's kind of hard to pin the case on any one of them. It could be, as you say, that it's a combination of all of these factors. In my article yesterday, I focused on the idea of demand creation. You know, if you do enough marketing and you convince people that you're enthusiastic and you love the product and it's in people's face. As I mentioned, either Wimbledon or the Tennis Channel or ESPN would have been delighted to take Apple's money. And Apple could have been in everybody's face for 2 weeks in the tennis crowd. And that would have expressed a certain amount of enthusiasm, a certain amount of ability to tell people why you need this product in a good way, not in a detailed kind of geeky downer way. Where is the enthusiasm? There's still the description on Apple's website. It rotates through the homepage. But where is the fuss now that the Apple Watch is available and sales are just not there, it seems?
Yeah, and I don't think it's all marketing. I think this is about the product not wowing people.
You know, that's where we disagree. Now, that's what we've been talking about. I think it's a failure of marketing. You think it's a failure of the product. And we've been talking about that for a couple of days. In my article yesterday, I listed some of the reasons why I'm delighted by the Apple Watch and why it's essential for me and has saved me a couple times and gives me communication channels, subspace channels that I really like. But I'd like to hear, Brian, why you think the product as it is now doesn't just send people into a tizzy.
I think that part of it is that Apple hasn't made the case to us as to why we need it. And here's the interesting thing. When you look at when you go back to the iPhone, the case for the iPhone was the internet in your pocket, right? In the first year, we didn't have the App Store. We didn't really have third-party apps. And I mean, you know, the few third party, I mean, it was all jailbreaking stuff before jailbreaking was a thing. But the internet in your pocket made sense. Visual voicemail made sense. Text messaging from a good looking interface where you get to see all of your previous. Remember that was actually novel. Well, I don't know. Maybe the BlackBerry had it.
Being able to get the photos out of your phone and onto your Mac, that was awesome. You couldn't do that with a razor.
It's true. And I mean, almost everything about the iPhone made sense. And then people immediately wanted to do more with the iPhone than Apple had intended or at least planned for. And thus the App Store was born. You know, Apple was pushed into the App Store. And you look at the iPad. The iPad, of course, had the iPhone to show us the way, but I think that Apple didn't necessarily know how we were going to be using the iPad. I remember very specifically in the 6 months leading up to the iPad's release, after it was shown, but before it was actually released, I spoke to a couple of different groups. I certainly wrote about it a lot here at TMO. About how we don't yet know how we're going to use the iPad. And I don't think Apple knew either. But once we got it, we did know. You know, it became this, for most folks, it became a content consumption device. New content was invented for it. New content was designed for it. You know, it certainly became a gaming piece, and it for many of us, for me, for instance, it became my library for all my reading.
Second screen too for TV watching.
Sure, it was easy to fit iPad into our existing technology world. There was a place where it just clicked in. And what I'm wondering is if Apple Watch doesn't have a place where it's clicking in.
It doesn't. I think that for many of us, Apple Watches is a glorified and fancy fitness tracker.
That's funny you would say that, because last night I was at a user group meeting, and someone was talking about how their mom had bought an Apple Watch, and she called it her fancy Fitbit.
Yeah. And it is. It's a Fitbit that does a whole lot more.
Well, that raises a question for me, guys. Is that watch too hard to understand and use? Is a requirement that you have an app on your phone and link it to your phone and keep it connected and figure out how to use the apps and learn how to set the notifications and learn how to tweak it to your needs and to learn how to exploit certain features of it, like the calendar? Is all of that just too complex for people to learn how to really get the best out of it?
Well, maybe for some people. The complaint that I heard last night, and keep in mind this is a very small subset, and it was a WordPress user group meeting, not an Apple meeting. The complaint that I heard was that Apple Watch is too slow, the apps don't load fast enough, the buttons are too small.
Oh, balderdash.
Well,
it's not particularly fast.
Complaint.
Yeah, I've never had any problems with that.
Well, you're not those people.
Yeah. The buttons can only be so big because they have to match the design of the watch, and they're as big as any crystal. They're as big as any digital crown I've ever used.
Why are you so keen on making excuses?
Oh, I just think that for a watch, you look at the watch and you go, "Here's the size of the watch." Okay, here's the size of the digital crown. Here's the size of the button. It seems to match well. Matches my finger well when I touch it. Everything feels cool. I can't imagine having any bigger buttons. I run the apps.
Well, then what if the product shouldn't exist?
Hmm? Yes.
What if the size of the buttons, and by the way, I'm not actually taking this position, but what if the fact that the buttons have to be small means that it shouldn't exist at all? You are making excuses for the form factor.
No, I'm what
if the form factor doesn't work for some folks, that's a problem.
Well, I don't have small hands. I've got reasonably sized hands, and
but you're not everybody. These folks had. I mean,
it's just
you can't say that their complaints aren't legitimate because they don't match yours.
Well, wait a minute. We've been wearing digital watches and other analog watches for all our lives, and they all have that little tiny crown, and you pull it once to set the time, and you pull it twice to set the date.
You do that like once every few months.
We've been doing that for half a century. So what's the difference here?
All right,
you do that once every few weeks or once every few months or once a year. There's a difference between doing that all the time.
The buttons that these people were complaining about were the on-screen buttons.
Oh.
In apps. However, I didn't want to jump in right away because the discussion you guys were having, I think, is actually really good and very valid. It just so happens it doesn't relate to the complaint that I was telling you about, but that's okay. Still, if the form factor is a problem for people, then that's a problem, regardless of whether or not it's a problem for me or you.
So the issue is Apple's crammed too much technology into too small a screen. The icons are too small. The watch isn't fast enough in gigahertz or megahertz. I think the watch is going to grow and change, and we're evolving with it, and we're learning about it. And to complain that it isn't perfect and it isn't as fast as a phone and that you don't understand how to use it and everything seems too tiny just seems kind of like, well, I don't know, kind of whiny. I've been using it to great effect and having a lot of fun with it. And
but you're like a real nerdy Spock. Listen, I love my...
That's why I sign in with Spock here.
It's funny. I start using that term, and then I immediately backtrack. I like my Apple Watch. I still don't know if I love it. I like it, and I do wear it every day. And as I told Jeff, if I had a smart strap that tracked everything that my Apple Watch tracked, I would be wearing my mechanical watch 50% of the time outside of the house.
You're just a heathen, Brian.
I like my mechanical watch. It's a gorgeous piece of machinery.
I can't go back. I love my Apple Watch. I can't imagine ever going back to a dumb watch. And I see that this is going to get better and better in the future. I'm enjoying the heck out of it now. It's serving me beautifully. I love everything about it. And I think it's great. And I love it.
All right.
So lots of people do, but lots of people don't. And but, that's the thing. And because if that wasn't the case, Apple would be selling more of them and demand wouldn't be dropping.
Is it because we study it more so that we can write about it, you know, so we can do tips and we kind of fiddle with the app on the phone and we twiddle with the settings? You know,
John, honestly, I think that we're all different. We're all different. And in the case of the Apple Watch, that all different is not translating like it did with the iPhone and the iPad.
But what I'm thinking about is Google Glass here. You know, Google came along with the Glass concept, and it turned out to be applicable to only a few people in a nerdy kind of way. And the celebration of Apple was everybody wears a wristwatch. Everybody loves wristwatches. Everybody knows how to use a wristwatch. I'm not subscribing to your argument that a fabulous smartwatch is so arcane that it only appeals to a small audience. It's just an evolution of what we wear on our wrist.
I didn't actually say that, so that's kind of cool. You're not subscribing to it.
You know how you know how debates work. You put words in your opponent's mouth and then you smash them.
Well, that's good to know. All right, I have a question for both of you. Do you think that when watchOS 2 comes out this fall, that that's going to have a significant impact on people's perception of Apple Watch, and will that have a positive impact on sales?
Probably.
I think if Apple markets it right, as Dave Hamilton suggested, there'd be a grand opening number two with watchOS 2, and Apple really gets out there and in our face and makes a point that, you know, hey, it got off to a slow start. We've made some serious fixes. Everything's good now. You're going to love it. Yeah, I think that can breathe some new life into it.
You know, the commercials that Apple was rolling at first were all essentially people using the Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. Right. I in particular, I remember the moment because, you know, the reminders to stand in particular are one of the things I love most about my Apple Watch. It's one of the reasons why I wear it in the house and wear it while I'm awake, period. And there was a particular moment, one of the commercials, where a young woman she's at her desk and she's working, and she gets a note to it's time to stand, and she stands up and continues working, and I mean, that really resonated with me, and I think I want to say that we want to see more cases, more use cases like that demonstrated in those commercials, in Apple's commercials, especially now that the darn thing is available.
Exactly. I agree.
Which is, you know, maybe saying that I was criticizing you, John, for being willing to pin too much of it on marketing.
And now here you are saying that you wish there's better marketing.
Well, I do wish there was better marketing. That I've never been satisfied. I've never been saying that I'm satisfied with the amount of marketing that Apple is doing on that. I just don't think it's all marketing. There is the lack of a killer app other than a fancy glorified fitness tracker.
Well, we were talking in the pre-show about Apple's apparent lack of enthusiasm for it. It should be in our face everywhere now. We should turn on TV and we should watch, you know, summer reruns. We should watch Stanley Cup. We should watch Wimbledon. We should watch all the new shows on USA. We should be watching, you know, techie movies, Dark Matter, Synth, Human, Robot. All these new summer shows. Apple should be all over, everywhere, extolling the virtues of this. It's the next big thing. We should love it. Here's the use case. Here's why you shouldn't use it. Here's how it can improve your life. But there's this deafening silence, as you said, Brian, now that Apple is in a position to manufacture more of them. It's crazy.
Because we're dangerous.
All right. That's a response that's really hard to top. So I think we've hit a good place to wrap up today. So, Brian, thank you for being here today.
Absolutely, man.
And John, thank you for being here as well.
Spock signing out.
And listeners, I'm curious what you think about the state of Apple Watch and whether or not we have a hardware issue, a marketing issue, or somewhere in between. So let me know. You can comment on Twitter. We're TMO Daily there. You can leave comments in the show notes, or you can shoot me an email at observations@macobserver.com. And thanks for listening. We'll see you again tomorrow.